Jerry Bader Show, 1018. I want to get into a lot of Obamacare-related stories here in just a minute, but a few things. First, I want to do Packer Picks. And right after Packer Picks, I want to talk about the new unisex hats, the Marines plan for male soldiers. Are you serious? Are you serious? Not a lot of suspense how I feel about that one, huh? We'll get to that one in just a bit. Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings. The incredibly banged up, injured Green Bay Packers against the incredibly bad, awful Minnesota Vikings. However, they'll be facing a quarterback they know in Christian Ponder. They're right. That's the last I heard that Ponder was starting. Yeah. That Christian Ponder was starting. Freeman, apparently, Josh Freeman, who looked a lot more like Morgan Freeman in playing. It was bad. I think that now what I saw in the fourth quarter was the result of the concussion, because he was just throwing the ball. It looked like Favre in the 1995 NFC Championship game in Dallas, the Skyballs. Where are you going with that? Anywhere in particular? This is really tough. You have such a banged up Green Bay team. They are playing very well on defense. They are so dramatically improved on the run defense. You know, and I haven't even discussed the whole Greg Jennings thing all week. Jennings is backpedaling now. Oh, it was a joke. I got a little carried away. I'm not all that worried about Jennings tearing them up, because it's still Christian Ponder, a quarterback. And if they can keep Adrian Peterson in check, I mean, against a bad Giants team, he got, about 28 yards rushing? But it's at home. I don't care who the quarterback, who the coach. That's always a tough place to play for the Packers. It's at home for the Vikings. The Packers are, to me, a surprising 9-point favorite. As banged up as they are, on the road, Jason says, no, not at all. The listener with whom I have a friendly charity bet, Craig has a 3-2 lead on me now. Ooh. Takes the Packers by 8. The line is 9. Jason is way confident about this game. 45-23 Green Bay, says Jason. Wow. That Packer offense is going to score 45 points, huh? Or is there a pick 6 factored into that? Yeah, it could be. I'm not that confident. I'm not. I don't know. The Packers' offensive line is playing well. The running game is coming around. It is still the dome. It's loud. I can't think of it. It's technically not the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome anymore. I can't remember what it's called. It's got a branded name. I don't remember what it is right now. The Humpty Dumpty Dome. No, I don't think that's it. Oh, boy. I'm going to go more than 8 on this. Whew, 37 to 25. I picked two numbers to get me to 12. I was just looking for a 12 point. I'll go 12 on that. And it might be more interesting early than you would imagine. They're just so banged up right now. The Badgers are off this week. They have their second bye of the season. They got nothing. And then they're at Iowa a week from tomorrow. Oh, I didn't even know that. They play Brigham Young, huh? Or I forgot about it. But they have Brigham Young, Indiana, Minnesota, Penn State. They have a bye week. They have the Hawkeyes. They have Brigham Young. They have Indiana, Minnesota, Penn State. True or false, they're going to win the rest of their games. Jason says true. I think so, too. Nothing there, even though they're at Happy Valley. Oh, that Arizona game. You know, that's a game they absolutely should have won. The Ohio State game is a game they could have won. I can't say that they should have won that game. I really can't. Okay, another topic here. So that's why I say the Packers by 12. Jason says the Packers by 22. Is that what you got there? Wow. Marines up in arms over plans for male soldiers to wear unisex hats that will cost taxpayers $8 million. The hats, called Dan Daly hats after World War I sergeant, are part of a proposed uniform change to make female uniforms more like those worn by men. They're called girly hats. Expensive girly hats. If you think of the old Marine lid design, the old hat design, much wider. This is a much more narrow hat that I think other branches of the service have for their female members, or have in the past, similar to them. Now they want both to wear this. I think they look dorky on a guy. On the other hand, they actually come from a World War I hat, and there's a picture of it here. I don't know. I don't know if this is a big deal about nothing. To me, the picture I'm seeing, they look dorky. We have calls on this? Yeah, if someone wants to come on the air. I think they're a ridiculous expense, and I think they look dorky on guys. That's my position on that. They look stupid. I'm trying to decide whether Jason has a call here or not. Okay, I guess we do. To Mike in O'Connell Falls. Mike, go ahead.
You know, as soon as I heard about that, I saw the hat. It's actually a retro, you know, back in the 1800s. I wrote the uniformed people of the Marine Corps, as you saw a copy of the email I sent.
Yeah.
I think they're silly. They're silly looking. I don't know why in the world they'd want to change them.
Yeah, but let's see. One senior Marine source added to the New York Post, the Marines deserve better. It makes them look ridiculous. Like, you're a Marine, right? You were a Marine?
Yeah. 26 years.
Yeah.
And let me preface this. I hated the Garrison cover. I would wear it very rarely. I would wear piss covers. But what they're proposing is silly.
Here's what I think is silly, Mike. And tell me what you think about this. That men and women in the Marines have to look the same. Why do they have to wear the same hats? Or do you think I'm wrong on that?
The reason they're doing that is because they're dumbing down all of the services so the women can now fight in combat. I have heard from good sources that our training is becoming a little bit softer so that the women can get through.
Now, I suspect, and I will tell you that I haven't heard that, and I also know that you probably have sources I don't. You're in the Marines a long time. Thanks a lot for the call. But that's what we all suspected was going to happen. If you hold to that rigid standard, that's fine. If you don't, that's a problem. All right, after the news, I want to spend a lot of time on various different aspects of the Obamacare debate. But before I do that, and before we get to the news, I do want to mention this. Tammy Baldwin and Ron Kine had taken a lot of criticism for a flip-flop in shutdown pay. They said that they weren't going to accept back pay from the shutdown. Both Ron Kine and Tammy Baldwin are. Not surprising behavior from Democrats. Sean Duffy has done the same. Representative Sean Duffy, this is Colin Roth at Wright, Wisconsin, is joining Senator Tammy Baldwin and Representative Ron Kine in flip-flopping and taking pay from the nearly 3-week government shutdown, pay that he initially said he would refuse. An October 1st story from WSAW-TV in Wausau. Representative Sean Duffy tells News Channel 7 he's refusing his pay during the government shutdown and has attached his name to a bill that says no government, no pay. I'm on a bill that says no budget, no pay, no government, no pay. And I've sent a letter to the CAO asking them to withhold my pay as everyone goes through the pain of government shutdown. WAOW reported what Duffy said on Wednesday. After staying silent for almost a week, the office of Representative Sean Duffy, Republican 7th District, said the congressman will accept nearly $8,000 earned during the 16-day shutdown that he initially asked to be withheld. Now that the shutdown has ended and all other federal workers are receiving their pay, he is going to accept his pay as well, said Duffy spokeswoman Casey Smedley. He was in Washington, D.C., working hard to find a compromise to avoid a shutdown and delay the predictably disastrous rollout of Obamacare. Baldwin, Duffy, and Kind are trying to explain to the media and constituents that by using the terms withhold or forgo, they really meant all along that they would take their pay once the shutdown was over. But this is not the impression they gave during the shutdown. Senator Ron Johnson has taken steps to return his pay to the Treasury. Other Republicans have pledged to donate their salaries. Suggestion to politicians, please keep your word, even if it's tough. Jason saying, $8,000 in 16 days. Damn! Disappointing. A lot more to get to on Obamacare in 5. It's 10:30.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.